Good morning. This is February 9th, 2020, about 11:30 a.m. I would like to take a moment first and thank all of you who joined with me in this morning's meditation at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And throughout the day today, if you feel the pull, then join me, for I will be meditating several times today as well. Okay, so here we are. We have arrived at the final chapter in this wonderful book called Leave Your Nets by Joel S. Goldsmith. This is chapter 16, called The Robe. The Robe is only, 2 1/4 pages. So, we will get started. There's a lot to cover. And what is the robe? The robe is consciousness. Along this path, Joel will explain to you, we are given many robes, robes of different colors, which represent robes of consciousness of different degrees. We know in the infinite way there is the first degree, the second degree, and the third degree. And so keep that in mind, that the robe is consciousness, and the path takes place in consciousness. It can change the appearance of this world out here, but the work, the real work, is a change in consciousness. It's a transition within. So when he is talking about leaving all and following God, he's talking about leaving all your attachments. He's talking about leaving your nets. He's talking about leaving fear, resentment, and love of the appearances we see. All right, so it's an inside job. So let's begin. Chapter 16, The Robe. Oh, also the robe is, the final robe is ordination, being ordained. Alright, so chapter 16, The Robe. As an initiate, you will wear the robe of your degree and carry the title of initiate, leaving behind your family name and your family and friends as well. Now, this can be an internal experience where you become unattached to these world thoughts within yourself. But it can also be an external experience, or both at the same time, where you are told to leave your family and friends and follow me. Okay? And my friend Paul, who comes from Fiji, reminds me of this. And so, yes, okay, that one's for you, Paul. We can leave our families and friends out here, and we can leave them in here. Or we can do both together, if that's what we are told to do, and not our imagination. So, we are told that on this path we are given a stone. The stone, again, is, the white stone is the pure consciousness, God awareness. We're given that stone, that robe. And in that stone is a new name. In that consciousness is a new nature. and the nature and the name is Christ, or if you prefer, God, or if you prefer, the I Am. And so, yes, we leave our family name because we have a new name, Son of God. Having pledged your allegiance to God and to the service of God, you have no other allegiance, obligations, or responsibilities. Having been accepted into the ministry of the Spirit, you are released from the duties and works of the earth. In human existence, a man accepted into military service exchanges civilian clothes for a uniform and gives up his name for a number. As a military man, he has but one obligation or duty, and that is obedience to orders. And we do somewhat the same here on this path. We abandon our ideas about what life should be. We tune in to that inner voice, that still small voice, the voice of Spirit. Sometimes it almost whispers. And then we follow it. We follow me, the I within. And we only have a couple of things to do. Surrender to it, and then obey its... obey that voice. I have said again and again, and I hope you all have heard me, do not follow what Bill Skiles says. Bill Skiles is simply repeating what has been revealed to him. If there's something in there that you can go with, something that feels right, then that's your own insides telling you, yes, this is right. But always, no matter what, follow your own insides. That's your teacher. That's your master. Not, of course, the human world thoughts that swirl around up here in the head, in the brain, but that inner, still, small voice that you hear, that you feel more than hear in your meditation, that says, be still. Fear not. I am here. That's what you follow. Okay? All right, so when you go into the service, into the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, whatever, CIA, your only obligation is to obey your orders. And in return for this obedience, the man who wears a uniform drops all care and responsibility for his own support. Even the support of his family comes from the military treasury. Food, clothing, housing, reading materials, amusement, vacations, all these are provided. The soldier takes thought for only one thing, obedience to orders, and that's somewhat similar to the spiritual path. Once you have awakened to this inner presence, you are no longer living by anything out here in the world. All of your needs are provided by grace, which emanates or flows from this inner presence. And it does, it really does. It doesn't just by thinking about it or wishing about it. We know that. You have to put on the robe, the real inner realization. You have to feel the movement, hear the voice, sense the presence. Know that you are not alone. This is what you obey, and then it provides for your needs and the needs of your family. Even if you are called away to go talk in Singapore, your needs will be met. In fact, I had a man tell me once, he said he had a furniture store, and he practiced high-pressure sales. And he made a mediocre living until the day came when he had a massive heart attack. And in the hospital, he sat wondering, what happened and how did it happen? And then someone helped him with some suggestions. And he realized, I've got to do this different than I've been doing it. So he quit all the high-pressure sales. He just gave it up. He decided to follow an inner voice. And the inner voice said, help people find the furniture that they want. Make your business a business of service, serving others. So he adopted that. He obeyed that inner voice. People would come in, and he would help them find what they wanted at a discount. Well, several things happened. Number one, he didn't have any more heart attacks. Number two, his business flourished. It just flourished. Word of mouth got around. This man will help you find what you want. And he said he was called to talk. This was in Los Angeles. He was called to talk in Santa Barbara. So he left the business to God, and he went up to talk in Santa Barbara. When he got back that evening, he discovered he had doubled the sales that he normally made while he was there. And from then on, he knew that his needs were provided if he was listening to the inner voice and obeying. And he told me, I talked with him, I sat in his Lincoln, a brand new Lincoln, and he said, God doesn't believe in a recession, because there was a recession at the time. And so I learned from him that my business must be one of service. I must listen to the voice, and then I must serve, just like last week's talk. Okay. So, the soldier takes thought for only one thing, obedience to orders. All else is given to him and provided for him. In his obedience to orders, he forsakes family and community, mother, sister, brother, wife, and children, to obey the call and fulfill his duty of obedience. And all of us have heard several of the members of Mystical Principles email list, email group, that have shared with us that they have had to leave all and follow this inner voice. In fact, some of them didn't leave anything. They just followed this voice, and the friends and the family left them. Thought they were maybe a little cuckoo. Okay, so we explain this phenomenon several different ways, but the experience is the same. You're given a new name on that new consciousness, that new stone, and you follow the inner promptings, and your needs are taken care of, and anyone that you are responsible for, those needs are being taken care of. If they're not, then you may be doing this on self-will. If they are, then you can say, okay, it must have been the right way. Because my needs are, well, like Walt said to me in his Lincoln, God doesn't believe in a recession. I went away and had double the income. So that's how you know, by their fruits. You watch, you listen, you wait. And you know that this is God telling me this, and I'm obeying. This is not just a fantasy in the mind. Okay? In the spiritual life, the initiate, and that's what we are, undergoing initiation, the initiate has been called to the service and life of the master. There's that word service again. Immediately, he is divested of the clothing of the earthly world and given the robe of his degree. He renounces family ties and obligations, civil duties and activities to be of the household of God in service to the Most High. Service, service, service. We obey. We surrender. We obey. We serve. And then every one of our needs, all of our needs, are provided for. With 12 baskets full left over. From this moment, the initiate is relieved of all responsibility for his personal care and support. No temporal power takes over this function. Now the infinite invisible, which has called him, provides all things. It's a very delicate walk, this spiritual path. We have to be extremely honest with ourselves. Am I being called, or is this just a desire to be called? Well, what's going on? Are your needs being provided as you serve others, or are you not being provided for? And so if we look honestly, we can see, okay, I step out on the water and I didn't sink. I'm actually walking on the water. I'm actually walking on this consciousness. And I'm not going under. My needs, my family's needs, are being provided. So I know I'm on the right track. I put the robe on of initiate, and I walk on the water. You now stand as the initiate, called to the service in the household of God, and you may look neither to man nor other temporal source for your care. Even as your spiritual meat, bread, wine, and water are supplied to you from the infinite resources of your soul, so also the food, clothing, housing, and other human requirements are gifts of the Spirit, in which consciousness you live and move and breathe. As your church is the temple of the living God, so the activity of your worship provides your every need. What is the activity of your worship? How do you worship? You recognize the Spirit, the consciousness within, and you obey that presence, and you serve it by serving others. Obedience to the call and service to the Spirit bring a deepening of consciousness and an ever-widening understanding and spiritual capacity. The degree of your obedience, understanding, and capacity is the depth of God's unfolding consciousness, and in its unfoldment, you are lifted to higher degrees in the order of God. Did you know you were joining the order of God? With the unfolding and deepening consciousness, you will be robed in yellow, purple, and finally in white. In each robe will be found every spiritual capacity and human fulfillment necessary to your spiritual and human support. The robe itself carries the responsibility of your activity and harmony and success. Only in your robe, now remember, robe is consciousness. Only in your robe do you find peace, joy, contentment, activity, purity, fulfillment. Only in your robe do you find yourself, eternality, immortality, and true being. As you were divested of your material possessions and reinvested with the robe, so you will now find security, goodness, and satisfaction only in the robe. You now have no human family ties or duties. Now you have only those of the household of God for companionship. And as you have forsaken business or profession as a livelihood, you see, you're not depending on your business or profession as a livelihood. You're relying on grace to meet your needs. Your business or profession has now become an opportunity to be of service. So, you will now have the robe as your avenue or instrument of supply. You have left your forts and armies and now find peace, safety, and security in the robe. Having left behind you every human law, you will live by this grace, by your robe. Your robe is now your abiding place, your home, your business, your pleasure, your dreams, your hope. Your robe is your rock, your high tower, your secret place. And this robe is your consciousness of truth. As your consciousness of truth deepens and expands, you reach the higher degrees and planes of consciousness, each symbolized by a robe of a different color, each demanding greater consecration, devotion, and service, and each bringing the greater rewards of silence in his peace. And so this book called Leave Your Nets comes to a close as we finish that final chapter, chapter 16, the robe. Now, we said that another name for the robe is ordination. When you receive the robe, you are being ordained. And so I want you to listen to this very carefully. This is Joel speaking. This is Christ speaking through Joel. Tonight, I feel that I can give you your freedom. I can give you your freedom from what Jesus called this world. If you can receive this freedom tonight, it will be your holiest night on earth. I give you two statements from the Master. My kingdom is not of this world, and I have overcome the world. In the history of the world, only three men are known to have discovered the complete secret of life of their own accord. These men are Lao Tzu of China, about 600 BC, Buddha of India, about 550 BC, and Jesus of Nazareth. Through Jesus, the full revelation came to the beloved disciple John on the Isle of Patmos. This is Joel speaking. Through Jesus, I received it in an unfoldment. First, from the statement in the Bible, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world became the subject of my meditation for many months. You remember that? I did not choose it. It clung to me. Many months on the same sentence, the same scripture, the same spiritual idea. Then I have overcome the world. Finally came the realization of the meaning of these statements. After many months, he had the realization. Sometimes we have to work with a principle for many months, even as long as a couple of years, he has stated elsewhere. And in the next series of talks, which is called the Uncomfortable Talks, there are 30 principles presented. If each principle took several months, and there are 30 of them, you could be involved on this path several years. So Joel says, I have never known this to be taught since it was received by John, except in his own veiled writing. If you can receive it tonight, God has indeed blessed you beyond all living men and women. There's that word again, received. As many as received, to them gave he power to become children of God. Friends, Joel says, to overcome the world means to overcome or rise above all sense of desire, to be free of world attraction, to achieve being in the world but not of it. Now you see, if you're in the world but of it, you're going to be struggling to make a living, searching for the right companion, trying to become healthy. But if you're in the world but not of it, you're going to be walking and talking here, but you're going to be relying on that inner voice and obeying it, and you're going to be living by the grace that flows from within. To overcome the world means to overcome or rise above all sense of desire, to be free of world attraction, to achieve being in the world but not of it, to attain freedom from bondage to personal ego, to understand the spiritual world and thus gain freedom from the false sense of God's universe. Now this next part is something I have been telling you for 15 years. As we humanly see this world, we are seeing God's heaven, but seeing it through a glass darkly. To overcome this world means to rise above the human, finite, erroneous sense of this world and see it as it is. Okay? You are standing in the kingdom and seeing this world. Elsewhere, he says, it's like the insane in the hospitals, in the mental hospitals. And we've talked about that, believing you're Napoleon and seeing that world, which was not made. It's a world that was not made, and so is this world. You're standing in the kingdom, but you're beholding a world that was not made. Absolutely fabulous. And so we must rise above that seeing of this world in order to, through spiritual discernment, behold the kingdom here and now. The words I am speaking clearly show forth the higher consciousness of life, but only as I can reach you within and open your consciousness spiritually can you come into the actual awareness of these words. This experience here and now is spiritual baptism, and the Pentecostal experience of receiving the Holy Spirit. From it, you will emerge as men and women who have seen through the mirage of sense testimony to the underlying reality in which you actually live and move and have your being. You see how the awakening is within, and all else are the added things. This life you live is God, seen through a glass darkly, but now, in this instant, face to face. This is exactly what he was talking about in the robe. Listen. You can now enjoy friendships, companionships, marriages, business associations without intense attachment. The great victories of your friends or families will not unduly elate you, and their failures will not too greatly disturb you. You will use dollars as a medium of exchange, but never again will you, who overcome this world, hate or fear or love them. Yes, that's the key. We won't hate or fear or love anything in this world. We will rise above it and behold the kingdom, and we will behold the children of God, governed by love, by grace, and this we will love with all our heart, mind, and soul. You will always possess more than you need, without taking any anxious thought, without being concerned about dollars. Even their temporary absence will not embarrass you or trouble you, because nothing in your world is dependent upon them. All that you require comes to you through grace as the gift of God. Do you see? Can you see this tonight? He asks. You're not living by dollars. You're living by grace. In overcoming the world, you have overcome the beliefs which constitute this world, including the belief that man must earn his living by the sweat of his brow. You are joint heirs with Christ in God to all the heavenly riches, to every idea of infinite mind, infinite consciousness. In overcoming this world, you have lost your fear of your body. Therefore, it is free to live under God's law. You have overcome the world's beliefs about the body, that it is finite or material, that it lives by bread alone, or so-called material foods, that it must be catered to in any way. Yes, bathe it, keep it clean inside and out, but drop all concern for it. It is in God's eternal keeping. It is living and moving and having its being in God consciousness. That's the new robe. God consciousness is the robe. Take no thought for your body, for it is God's concern to preserve and maintain the immortality of His own universe, including His body, which by reflection is your body. Are you ready for this next one? Listen. There is only one body. Here is the secret of secrets. There is only one body, the body of God. As a reflection in a mirror exactly images forth your body, so does your body actually and exactly image forth the body of God. And of course, the body of God is invisible, incorporeal, and eternal. And when you walk in it, just as your supply is took care of, just as your companionship is taken care of, so your body will be taken care of as you walk in the real body, the one body of Christ. All right, so the body you behold with your eyes is your individual concept of the perfect eternal body. Your idea of your body is the body of God. Your health is God's health reflected. Your wealth is God's wealth reflected. Your family is the household of God reflected as your consciousness of God's infinite reflection or individual being. There is only one being, and this one is God. Now, I know that we all say we want to experience this oneness, but do you really? Because if you really do, then you will be able to leave your nets. You will behold the personal sense of family disappear. You will behold the personal sense of yourself disappear. And then you will behold the one being appearing infinitely. Your spiritual freedom means your freedom from the false and often universal beliefs about the above subjects. You are not any longer under the law of universal belief. Now this is you who put on this robe. You are set free in Christ. That is, you have overcome or risen above the beliefs about God's world. Therefore, you have overcome this world, this false sense of the world. You now see the world as it is, and not as this world. This is the overcoming. I have overcome the world. How? You remember? Joel said there wasn't, in the Kailua study series, Joel said there wasn't enough time for Jesus to overcome each person presented to him in his 3-year ministry. It would have taken forever if he had to overcome this one and that one and this one and that one. He says he did it in one fell swoop by overcoming the world. How did he do that? By seeing that everything in this world is made of the fabric of world thought. That it's hypnotism, mesmerism, a nothingness. Then, when he dropped that, every time a picture was presented, he could say, "That's the same fabric. I've already dropped that. I'm walking in the kingdom." And so he lived and moved and had his being in the kingdom. He had overcome the world. And he said so. All right, so. "My peace I give thee, not as the world giveth, but the spiritual peace I give you, the peace that passeth understanding, the peace that is not dependent upon a person or any outer condition. Nothing now in this world can affect you who are free in Christ in spiritual consciousness." You see that? Do you see it? It's not you who are thinking spiritual thoughts. It's you who has the awareness of Spirit, of God, of Christ. If you have God consciousness or the conscious awareness of God, then none of these things shall come nigh thy dwelling place, because you're not dwelling in this world. Nothing now in this world can affect you who are free in Christ in spiritual consciousness. You will walk up and down in the world and come and go freely, and none of the world's beliefs will kindle upon you. The flames will not harm you. The waters will not drown you. I have put my seal upon you, or I have put my robe upon you. You are free. Walk up and down, in and out. The spiritual law upholds your being, your body, your business. Tell no man what things ye have seen and heard. Do not explain or tell of your freedom from this world. Move in and out among men as a blessing, as a servant, really, as a benediction, as the light of the world. Let this life and mine be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be receptive. Yes, there's that word again. Be expectant, be alert to receive inner guidance and direction and support. Keep attuned to your world within, yet fulfill all your duties without, fill all your obligations without, but keep alert within. This is the living between two worlds, isn't it? There are those here who have been called to God's work. It will be given you what to do and when. I have put my Spirit upon you. This Spirit will be seen and felt by men. It will not be you, but they will discern the Spirit, though they think of it as you. My spirit will work for you and with you and through you and as you. It will work to accomplish my purpose. You will be my presence on earth. Think of that. You, hearing this, you will be my presence on earth. I will not leave you nor forsake you. In any appearance, I will still be with you. So fear nothing of this world. My guiding spirit is ever with you. It is said of Lao Tzu that when he was 1,200 years old, he grew weary because the world could not accept freedom from the grind of mortal living. He left the city to go out into the wilds of China, and he was never seen again. Before going out through the gate of the city, the gatekeeper, suspecting his purpose, asked him to write his teaching, which he did in just a short message. It is said of Buddha that he taught his disciples but found they could not quite realize the import of the message. One day he sent for them, bade them farewell, and left this plane of existence. Jesus said, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" He also said, "If I go not away, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the robe, will not come unto you," meaning that even the disciples had not grasped the import of his message. Again, now, the message is repeated on earth to you. Will you also sleep? And this is the place where we become still and have a meditation. We see the sense pictures of this world. We see the world thoughts. We see concepts, universal concepts about the universe. And now we are ready to leave our nets. And so we drop it, or we stop. Rest back here within your being. I, Christ, place upon you the robe, and you are ordained. You are now of my spirit. And now, as you rest, I, spiritual discernment, reveal my kingdom, where we had seen this world, now we behold my kingdom. Where you had seen through a glass darkly, now you see face to face. Where I had beheld the many in the one, now I see the one in the many. And so I have found a place of rest, and I rest here beside the stream of spirit, and I listen. I have been with thee forever. Now hear my voice. I have come that they might have life and life more abundantly. The real life, consciousness expressed, not concepts appearing, consciousness expressed. And behold, I make all things new. In the place of this world, I give you a new earth. In the place of a religious heaven, I give you a new heaven. In the place of material sense, I give you a new consciousness, a new Jerusalem. In the place of world thoughts, I give you a new horizon. In the place of your thoughts, I give you my thoughts. In the place of an outer calm, I give you my inner peace. In the place of a false sense of self, I give you an infinite body and eternal self, an invisible, incorporeal consciousness is what I am. Know ye now that you are the temple of the living God? No longer a concept, now the living God. And I will live you. Yes, tonight you receive your ordainment, and today you receive your robe. And you are ordained, and you are clothed in spirit. And I that have come am he whose right it is to express. And so receive ye my Holy Spirit. Receive ye the hidden manna. Receive ye the new name. Receive ye eternal Christ. Do you see, my friends? Perhaps before you were blind, but now do you see? You are exchanging your material sense of self, perhaps frightened, perhaps afraid, perhaps not at ease, perhaps diseased, perhaps lonely. Perhaps alone. In place of that which I did not make, now I give you the kingdom which I did make. And the kingdom is in my holy image. And so I give you a self that is unafraid. I give you a self that is free. I give you a self that is not diseased. I give you a self that is eternally at ease, comfortable. I am the comforter, and I give you a self that is comfortable. I give you a self that is no longer alone. I give you a self that is forever one with all that is, all of my expressions everywhere, and every win. I give you a self that is not in space and in time. I give you a self that is omnipresent and every when. You who have heard my voice tonight, today, receive this, my kingdom. Receive myself as yourself, and the twain shall be one. I thank you who have been with me in this walk through the consciousness that presented the way to leave your nets. And the chapter that I read to you called Ordination, or Being Ordained, is from the book Consciousness in Transition, Chapter 8, by Joel. Yes, you who have been with me through this walk, I thank you. Sometimes it is so very plain, very, very plain, that when I open my mouth, I can feel you pulling these talks from within. And I would like you now to know that these talks were not given to you from without. They were given to you from within. Therefore, what you hear, what you receive, is your inner voice, and you may follow it. And know that I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is not an easy journey, and I understand that. So many attachments that we let go of, and sometimes it's painful to let go of them because we really don't want to. We do, but we don't, and hence the pain. The pain is from the battle between the spirit and the flesh. Surely we understand this now after all these years. We must drop the flesh. We must stop trying to get God to manifest some good on this human plane. Joel told us repeatedly, it's not about drawing God into this world. It's about rising above this world into God. And so, Are we really ready to leave our nets? Yes? Then we must drop this world and stop trying to bring a God into it. Just stop. Be silent. Be still. I am here. Rise up into me, and I will take over and live your life. Paul did it. Paul of old, he did it. And he said, "Ah, now I get it. I live, yet not I. Christ liveth in me." He had overcome a false sense of self. See, we're not really overcoming anything that's real. We are overcoming a world that is a dream. Adam fell asleep, and now he is awakening in you. And so we let go of a material sense of self. We let go of a material sense of supply. We let go of a material sense of companionship. We let go of a material sense of universe. And we receive a spiritual sense of self, an incorporeal sense of body, an invisible sense of companionship, and how wonderful its omnipresence. And we receive a hidden, infinite manna. And we discover it's really possible to be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven. As we step aside and become beholders as the Father lives its perfect life, where the material sense of life had been. I within you, I have come to give you abundance. So we leave our nets. We put on the robe. We wait upon the Lord within, and we mount up with wings as eagles. We rise up into His presence, and there's nothing left to do but to be a beholder. We behold God living itself where I stand. And we are left with, "Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you." Be ye transformed by the renewing of your consciousness. And receive your new name, which no one knows, saving he that receiveth I in the midst. Blessings, blessings, blessings.